This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
We got a big one. Let's get right to it. How are you anyway? First, let's see. I got bored with the lie detector show 10 minutes into it.
That answer is...
Wait.
True.
Oh. I think, did we edit that?
Yes, we sure did.
Did we edit that to keep our listeners interested?
Yes, we did.
Jesus, what a suck fest.
And now, to ensure that we start the show on a note that you'll love and appreciate, Ernie Scarface. Ernie Cutback, whatever his name is.
Excellent. Or Ernie Cutface.
That's him. Uh-huh. Brockett 99.
Let's phone up that Brockett's alcohol and drug abuse hotline and see if it's really for real, if it can help you or if it's just a load of bullshit. I mean, we can't go around having false information perpetrated about, drugs. So.
Drug abuse.
Reservation radio.
He cusses a lot.
Drug abuse.
I hope there's somebody there.
There.
Arr, up and at him.
Hello, Brockett. Alcohol, drug abuse hotline. Are you pissed or high or what's your problem?
No, we just want some information.
Oh, information. What do you want to know?
Well, where could we get a case of Jack Daniels?
Well, okay, we don't have an outlet on the reserve.
I believe he's playing both parts. Mike.
Oh, yes, he is. Brilliantly.
Do you think?
The thing you could do is if you know somebody in Lethbridge, they could bring it out for you.
How about drugs?
Well, we could go down to the Bridge Inn. We got contact down there. And they
the
can
bridge.
Bring you some amphetamines or some speeders. I think we got some acid, but it's not very good stuff.
Oh. Okay, thanks a lot. You've been a big help.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Thanks for calling. No problem.
Same guy.
Yeah. That answer is true.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello! Listen to Jack Nicholson, everybody.
I warned people about Ambien. I almost drove off a cliff.
Jack's been there.
Oh, Jack.
You poor, pathetic, deluded bonehead.
Thank you.
Hello!
Hello.
This is going to be a good show today.
That answer is... true.
Ah.
Hey, very good.
That is so true, Dick.
What do you think of us, Simon?
I like you, though. I like you both. You're funny.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You like us, Oprah?
Oh, that is so funny.
That was funny.
Hey, listen to the rave reviews we're getting
You're
today.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
I am loving.
Hi, how are you?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Off you go.
Well... here goes nothing.
Let's
pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Why do you favor rape?
Hey, stop that.
I like rape.
Stop it.
What is he, a faggot?
Hey.
Stop with that, please.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
No.
These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Down.
Excuse me, you, sir, suck.
There is one short memo for Mr. Paul Harvey.
Yes, sir.
Shut
a
up.
Simple, sincere thank you, sir, for allowing this broadcaster the chance to realize a childhood dream.
And say...
you're a goddamn genius!
Thank you.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Looks like baby vomit.
Right, sure it does.
Ah, what a glorious goon.
Where's your buzz is there?
I'm the oldest man in the world.
There he is.
Being careful, it's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Suck on that, losers.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Here we are. Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome.
That is so true, Dick.
Yes. Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Not lately.
That answer is...
Suck.
True.
Suck.
I'm not happy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Well, what have we here?
Yes, the answer is true, Charlie.
I warned people about Ambien. I almost drove off a cliff.
I know. Hey, now that would have been a shrine. That's a national treasure right there.
That's right.
Even if he popped off tomorrow, it'd be a national treasure.
Una momento, Mike.
Okay.
An important phone call. Yep.
Start the show with a little interpersonal communication.
Top of the show.
A little personal biz. I always enjoy starting the show with my own personal biz.
Very good.
Actually, it's everyone's personal biz.
Really?
Are you telling me we're involved in some way?
You'll hear, Mike.
All right. Jeez. Dita Von Teese.
Forgot already.
Donnie Von Teese.
You forgot already.
To send a fax, start now.
There he is.
To leave a message, wait for the beep.
Molinaro.
On the Zoom.
Al, are you still lying on your kitchen floor?
We need to talk to you, Al. We've gone from being just curious about you to being obsessed with you and
concerned.
We want to know if you're alive, and we'd like you to come on our radio show. This is your old radio friends, Don and Mike.
Is Al Molinaro decomposing right now?
That answer is true.
Al, he's kidding, of course. Check your faxes. I faxed a phone number where you can call me to be on the program, the Don and Mike Show. Please call as soon as you can and
that's
reverse
Rob
the charges.
That's Rob Spiewak, Al. He loves you more than we do.
We're just talking to a machine. You guys realize that.
We do. You're not...
There's a cat licking Al's face right now.
You're not face down in an Encore frozen dinner, are you?
There's a dog nibbling at his ear.
Please, no.
Anyway.
Ciao.
Love you. Love to hear from you.
Ciao is perfect. He's an Italian man. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about the Ambien.
I warned people about Ambien. I almost drove off a cliff.
Don't do it.
Like to know when and where that happened.
Bye now. Anyway, we'll continue.
The Al Molinaro check. People about Ambien.
Mike, I have a real reason that the world is ending.
What is that?
The world, as I know it, as you know it, is stopping. It's spinning on its axis. In perhaps the most desperate of desperate moves, WJFK FM, Washington, D.C., the state, you know, the motto behind the programming here.
No.
We don't give an S.
Mm-hmm.
I am proud to tell you that Saturday night from 9 till 11, finally on WJFK FM, it's the Joe Artinger Show.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations to everyone.
Yeah. Huge news. Huge, huge effing news.
Well, what do we have in store?
Well, that's why they invented time, Mike. You got to wait, and you got to tune in.
That's why time was invented.
That's why time
God invented time.
So you wait. Right.
Saturday night. I don't know. I thought some of the other programming was extremely desperate, but this reeks of a new level. This station.
You call it desperate. I call it exciting.
Station's gone now to new unparalleled ground. Here we go. And I mean, we're digging a hole all the way to China. Joe, my advice to you: drink heavily. Be the Joe.
Hey, then I'm listening.
Be the weekend Joe that you are. Mm-hmm. Joe, how you feeling about things?
Hi, Joe.
Well, other than the possible broken rib, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, Joe's got a rib injury today. He was telling me about it. He got a rib injury snowboarding over the weekend.
All right.
That was the negotiation.
Well, that's a good conversation starter.
Joe, what
can
we look forward to on your show?
We're going to talk about the reptile people from the hollow planet Earth.
That's what I thought.
There you go. Like I said, it's pretty much the end. You know, Saturday night at 9 o'clock, the world stops revolving because Joe is getting his own show.
But we'll also talk about the big game coming up.
The big game.
The big one?
Yeah, the big one, you know? I don't even know if we're allowed to say it, Super Bowl.
I find it hard to believe that this opportunity has passed you over. All of these years, you're the diamond in the rough, and finally they've shined you up.
Will you entertain calls?
Absolutely.
Ah. And is this a long-term commitment, Joe?
Not at all.
You know,
what would the commitment be for, Joe?
2 hours?
If that.
It's just 2 hours on a Saturday, and we're just going to do it for a little while for kicks over the wintertime.
Uh-huh. Do you know what the request line number is, Joe? You should say it so listeners from across the land could check in.
I don't know which line we're using over there.
Well.
Not yet.
Sure. Sweat the details. That's how you do it.
Tune in to the internet stream, right? Saturday night. The Joe Show.
That's right.
Should be hot.
The Joe Show. Mm-hmm.
The premiere of what we hope will soon be many.
And it's just, I got the feeling from Joe that it's a wintertime replacement show.
I see. Yeah, I got that, too.
Until the Home and Gardening Show comes back to fill in that 2 hour of info.
You laugh.
Because in the dead of winter, who has time to garden?
You laugh, but, you know, that's how Tony Orlando and Dawn started, just as a fill-in.
Replacement show.
And then it was huge.
Yeah, okay. See?
And there have been other great winter replacement shows.
Joe has to find two hot black chicks, then.
Joe?
If he's going to be the Tony Orlando of the new generation.
And he'll need a mustache.
Okay, well, someone get Lenora McMillan.
I'll need a white leisure suit.
And Colette Harris on the phone.
And Miss Terry on deck.
Yes.
Just in case.
Terry Alley.
Will you be eating during the new show, Joe?
Terry Smith,
sure,
right?
Why not?
Anderson.
Terry Anderson. Sorry, I don't know.
Smith.
Terry Smith.
So did everybody officially get the memo that the station has just given up? That was the header. It was a company-wide memo from Dan Mason. We've given up. Uh-huh. And then below it said, tune in Saturday night at 9.
For the Joe Show. Is it going to be called the Joe Show?
Give him a moment.
Radio.
What?
Joe Radio.
Joe Radio.
Joe Radio.
Will you be able to liberally promote your side businesses?
I don't think so.
I think you should give power washing tips.
That's Joe's power washing.
I'm sorry.
I can certainly do that.
What is the phone number for Joe's power washing?
I don't know.
Are you kidding me? You don't know?
Why don't they just like play an album or something?
You know, here I do, Joe. I give you a huge opportunity.
Why don't they
571-438-0349.
Why do they track Dark Side of the Moon?
Because, man, they don't pay for music licensing.
Hey, that's
anymore,
a question.
Man.
Are you gonna play records?
Any jams?
I can't play records. We don't have the license.
Right.
I can play 45 seconds of any record.
That's another great thing about this station. That they're too cheap. If you play 45 seconds of a song.
Or less,
you get away with it.
Right.
If you play more than 45 seconds, you have to write it down so that the station pays whatever the nickel or whatever to whoever it is that you're playing.
Write it down.
And that's probably the most fun part of my job.
Is it
keeping
really?
Track of all the records.
Like if we play more than 45 seconds?
I have to fill out a form and send it off to Fairfax.
Oh!
Speaking of records.
Write this one down, Rob. Slim Whitman.
All right.
Rosemary.
No.
We got to let it go 45 seconds, though.
Can we let it go 45 seconds without us jaw-jacking
through
it?
Here we go. You got it.
Listen to this. Quality music.
Now, you know what? Hold on, Mike. We're really going to do 60 seconds to give him his money.
Yeah.
Let's go to his big hit.
I Remember You.
Well, I was thinking with Una Paloma Blanca.
That's great, too.
Jingle into it.
But it's standalone, Buzz.
Okay.
When the sun shines on the mountain and the night is on the run, it's a new day, it's a new way, and I fly up to the sun.
Only 15 seconds.
I can feel the morning sunlight. I can smell the...
Not enough yodeling on this song.
You'll get there.
I can hear God's voices calling. For my golden skylight.
30 seconds. We're almost to the money now.
Here we go.
Una Paloma Blanca.
This is all still free.
I'm just a bird in the sky. Una Paloma.
And like now we start paying. Five. Now we start paying for it.
Over the mountains.
Worth every penny.
No one can take my freedom away.
He would be so grateful to know that you're giving him this money.
Once I had my
He's grateful to be alive.
Are there any? Is that a whole Slim Whitman album?
Well, there is, Mike, because there's a rumor that Slim Whitman had passed away.
What?
And he told the Tennessean, a newspaper in Nashville, on January 20th, he died, but it's a lie.
Can you play one more?
Of course.
I Remember You.
For the estate.
if you have it.
Do we have that one, Rob?
No, but you know what's very good? We have Indian love
call.
Oh, yeah, that's like a good one. No, I know that one.
So anyway, Slim Whitman grants an interview, and he's not dead.
Thank God.
Yay. So let's do some good for Slim Whitman's estate. Let's make CBS pay as we hear 60 seconds. Of some of Slim's finest.
What's this called, Rob?
Indian Love Call.
Indian Love Call.
They're smart. They'll run this Saturday night at 9 on WJFK.
When I'm calling you.
I love Slim Whitman. This is music.
Why not?
Will you answer to?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Man, he's got balls.
Very small ones.
Small.
That means
this is all still free. 44.40. There we go. Now.
Now we're paying for it?
Now we pay for it.
Now, does it matter how much more we pay? We pay for it now. We pay for the whole song.
Right. Now we pay for all 2 minutes and 8 seconds.
2 minutes and 8 seconds of Indian Love Call.
I'm waiting all along.
There you go, Slim. There's a couple of bucks for you.
When I'm calling you.
Remember Mars Attacks?
Do I?
The movie?
Yeah, that's how they killed the Martians.
By playing. They played Slim Whitman?
Yeah. Also, there's a cow that we've talked about on this show. From Sacramento.
What's her name?
Dana Jacobson.
Ah.
She's on that ESPN show, First and Ten.
Okay.
I know I've talked about her ad nauseum. Yeah. She's got the big giant. I mean, she makes Kim Martucci look like a person, like a Lilliputian.
Well, Kim Martucci's not fat.
Well,
Kim Martucci is just big bone.
Neither is Dana Jacobson. Dana Jacobson is just.
She's strapping?
Bigger than Kim Martucci. I mean.
So she's just a large woman.
Physically, she's strong. Big. And it's all face.
Right.
It's face.
An amazing-sized head.
Yeah, amazing-sized head, and then an amazing-sized body. Anyway, we've talked about her ad nauseum about how she's really nothing to look at and found out she's from Sacramento. She got suspended from ESPN, and this is just ridiculous.
This is for the dirty word?
Yeah. So, you know, those guys, Mike and Mike, they have a morning show on ESPN, and they're doing something not being broadcast. They're having a roast for these guys in Atlantic City. And she says, I just want to say to Mike Golick, who's half the show and went to Notre Dame, she says, I want to say F Notre Dame, F Jesus, F Mike Golick. It was funny.
Wasn't it F Christ?
F Jesus. She said F Jesus.
F Jesus.
Yeah. I want to say F Jesus. And you would think... This is like something that was done at the Friars Club. This should be whatever goes on behind these closed doors stays behind these closed doors. Normally, I would be the first to jump up and say, oh, this lady's a cow. What the hell is she doing on TV? From my thinking, she did the right thing at this roast. It would certainly be boring if all those ESPN tools got up and just said, I want to tell you something, Mike and Mike are just... They're crazy guys. One of them's a football player. The other is a disc jockey.
If it's a roast, it's no holes barred.
That's right. What it is.
It's supposed to be that way.
So she suspended.
Remember Jeffrey Ross to Rob Reiner when he was talking about his wife, Penny Marshall?
Oh, yeah.
And he looks down at him and he says, Penny Marshall, what were you thinking? wouldn't F Penny Marshall with Penny Marshall's D.
Right. She looks at Golick and she says, F Notre Dame, F Touchdown Jesus, and F Jesus.
Right.
She's just trying to talk trash, and this was behind closed doors.
And it's a roast, and a roast doesn't have rules. What are they reaching into private roasts now?
Well, clearly they are.
Roasts, which is the domain where no one had any control, any censorship.
I don't know. And the Catholic League is all over this because they don't know for sure if she said F Jesus or just F Notre Dame. If she said just F Notre Dame, they're okay with her being suspended for a week.
Right.
But if she says... F Jesus, well, then we got problems. And meanwhile, on the other hand, you have Kathy Griffin, who is being handed bouquet after bouquet for saying during an awards show, suck it, Jesus.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she did a whole riff on the whole Jesus thing.
Right. You're probably glad you don't play for them anymore, the Catholic League.
Catholic League.
Yeah, he plays for the human.
Shouldn't the people in the Catholic League think that if it's really that bad, that she's just going to get her punishment anyway? and just leave her alone? It's really not up to them.
They want more.
No, it's up to them.
God.
They want it on this plane and any plane on the hereafter.
And it's really not the Catholic League. It's one douchebag in New York City. It's one guy.
Imus?
I don't know who he is, but he's on TV all the time.
I'm a big believer, like the man upstairs, when you get up there, it's all personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an F-up, if you screw up and you do horrible things, when you get up there, everything you've done good, like if you join the Catholic League and you try to shut other people
right.
down, that's not going to help. Even if it's legitimately good stuff, which the Catholic League is not doing.
Anyway, offer a lot of support to Dana Jacobson. You know, during this week, what can I say? Megan Haagen-Dazs.
Now, you said big or fat?
Yes.
She's both.
Yes, she is.
Very never strong. Seen her, I don't think.
Her headshot is quite deceiving. Because it's like with anybody who's...
Can somebody show me a picture of her, possibly?
I think we did at one point. Buzz, would you Google her, please?
Sure. I'd like to see what she looks like.
Dana,
just, it would help so much hearing you. Dana Jacobson?
I know we've discussed her before. The headshot is very deceiving because, like with anyone who's got a weird body,
right.
it's just a real close-up of her face.
Who would you do? Dana Jacobson? Dana Delaney?
Oh.
Or Dana Plato? Dana Plato,
Dana
you
Plato.
Need a shovel.
Dana Plato.
Dana Plato, you're the big winner.
But I just go that way, Mike.
That's the end of the round.
Or Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey.
Yeah, it's a boy Dana.
Or Bill Dana.
Oh, man. My name, Jose Jimenez.
Hello.
Yeah, okay. You know, you're so spot on with that. I'm looking at a headshot.
There's her face.
I don't even need to see more.
Do you see? Look at how big the mouth is. Look at the gums.
Can I say one thing about the mouth? Just very briefly?
Sure. Okay. Now, picture this body. She's on this set every day of this ESPN show with former football players, and they do stand-ups. She dwarfs some of these NFL players.
I like to talk sports.
But it's so funny. She did what no man would do at this roast. She had the biggest balls to make it what it really is.
Yeah, good for her. And you know what? Big or not, I mean, she's cool, and that's nice.
And it was not broadcast. I mean, this
was it like in a hotel?
Yes, in a closed
the whole tray.
It was in Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, Sin City.
It was in Atlantic City, in a ballroom at a hotel, not for broadcast.
Right, a private that's affair.
The whole idea was not the whole. Now, I might be wrong about this. But wasn't the whole idea of the Friars Club to have a place where performers could go where they specifically formed the club so that their actions and their words and stuff would not be public knowledge?
Didn't Ted Danson ruin that, though?
He kind of.
I don't mean ruin it because what he did was funny. But around that time, we all started to be very politically correct.
Well, what ruined the Friars Club roast is when they became popular, when they became known to be entertainment venues, and then you had the Dean Martin roast, and then roast became public.
Right.
And really, prior to that, it was like if you were in the club, you know, bring some family, bring some friends, the people that would go see the roast, and they would say stuff that, you know, I would have loved to be at a Friars Club roast back in the 1960s when, you know, you really could hear stuff you would not hear on a stage.
Yeah, they would say anything. Really, and they would say the awful things.
You would almost get the effect.
Think of you.
If you would go see somebody like Milton Berle or Buddy Hackett in Las Vegas or Atlantic City, when you'd see them on a stage, they would say things. But then when you go to the Friars Club, it would be even worse. And now it's just, God, everybody's so uptight. No, people just don't care about the important things.
And listen to this. Does this sound like this is written by a lawyer? My God. From Dana Jacobson.
I'm very sorry.
My remarks about Notre Dame were foolish and insensitive. I respect all religions and do not mean anything derogatory for my poorly chosen words. I also deeply regret the embarrassment I've caused ESPN and Mike and Mike. Well, trust me, they're not shedding any crocodile tears over this.
Oh, God.
My actions at the roast were inappropriate and in no way represented who I really am. I've personally apologized to many of the people involved. I won't make excuses for my behavior.
Oh, boy.
Hope I can be forgiven for a lack of judgment.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's the full apology. That's the lay yourself bare apology.
You know what Jesus says? F that.
Right. You're screwed.
F that. That's what Jesus says.
And you're not
says.
Screwed for saying what you said, because I know you didn't mean that. You're screwed for the apology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to get up there, and Jesus is going to say, Dana, you got no balls, honey. I've got no problem with you saying F Jesus. You were saying it.
Yes, Jesus.
Dana.
Yes?
The world needs people to make a stand. Don't apologize.
But God.
Yes, Dana.
Why did you give me a man's body?
Because you have a lower voice than I do.
Why do my breasts look like Arnold Schwarzenegger's in Pumping Iron?
Just be happy with what you have. Silence!
Oh, F, F Jesus.
I know you don't mean that. That's the joke you told at the roast.
God, people get so uptight. Yeah. They really do.
Yeah, so she apologizes now. Well, there you go.
Okay. I'm waiting for that whole, you know, get super uptight parent about words and stuff, and that's an area where, you know what, language and words.
I know,
if
Jack.
If you love your children, mm-hmm. and you explain to them, you know what, you explain to them that there is a place and there is a time. You're going to hear that. They know the words. You know not to shout it out in the middle of a crowded restaurant.
Appropriate.
You know,
unless the food's really bad. You know, unless the food's bad.
And that's okay. Yeah, that's when both my kids have total permission to say, I do not like these effing French fries.
I told Bart from the time he was the smallest child. Right. Son, here's what you do. You sit at the table. You put your napkin in your lap the first thing.
You lick your knife.
If anything is not correct, you say F Jesus as loud as you can. And it's okay with me and Mom. Say the F word all the way.
The roast, the whole concept of a roast is you say the, you know, you try to say the most irreverent thing you possibly can.
And to me, for someone from Notre Dame, and Mike Golic appears to be one of those guys, like every tool from Notre Dame that wants to wear it on his sleeve.
Yeah.
That he's like a Regis.
Like Regis.
Oh,
right. Sure.
Right. So good for her.
Yeah.
F touchdown, Jesus. F Jesus. F Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
It's irreverent, and it plays into the whole Catholic thing. I think it's funny.
Anyway.
And I am a devout Catholic, and I don't.
Sure,
I'm
you
not
are.
A, I know it does not offend me.
Good, I'm a you. Fallen Catholic, and they keep stepping on my back. Hello, Don and Mike Show. They won't let me get back up.
And they're wearing golf cleats.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That's why I don't say F Jesus.
That's right.
I say F the Catholic Jesus. Oh, wow. I say all praise the Episcopalian Jesus.
Yeah, he's not too close to the Catholic Jesus.
He's Catholic light, Mike.
Catholic. JV.
The Episcopalian
Never
Jesus.
Never thought you'd be sticking up for the junior varsity.
Hey, the Episcopalian Jesus says, why learn Latin? And more importantly, the Episcopalian Jesus says, wear a rubber. Please, it's 21st century. Wear a rubber, for God's sakes.
Right. Yeah, but the Episcopalian Jesus, in many cases, is just as boring as the Catholic Jesus.
I'm telling you, Mike, the 8 a.m. Episcopalian first service, it is on and gone 35 minutes, and your ass is
I've been
out
to,
of the
I've
seat.
Been to a bunch of them. So I've been to a bunch of them.
The early morning Episcopalian, no matter where you go, you can't. The first show, you're in and out.
Nope, not for me, Don. Next experiment will be the Eastern religions.
Good for you.
Including the one everybody's supposed to hate, okay?
Which one is that?
The terrorist one. That's the one, the Muslim one.
Oh, you're going to go with that one.
You know, I'd like to, you know what? It's a curious thing. Like to read a few pages of the old Quran and see what's in there. See what all the fuss is about.
You know what?
See what all the interpretation is about.
You'd look good in the, in whatever that, what's that thing that, the burqa.
A burqa?
A burqa.
Let's say the women. Chicks wear burqas.
Yeah. I know, but you would have.
I could wear a turban.
Like you'd have a robe or something like that, right?
Sure. No, I'll tell you what I'm going to look into. I'm going to look into your Islam, look into your Hinduism, your Buddhism.
Right.
Anything else I got going
Those
over
are
in the
main
East?
Three, I think, in the East.
I like Buddhism.
You'll
I think
good.
Richard Gere is a Buddhist, and I like some of his movies.
That's worked out for him.
There's
well.
My criteria right there.
Well, John Travolta is a Scientologist, and I like a lot of his movies, but I'm not running to join his religion.
Do you know, they may have said that Tom Cruise would be an advocate for Scientology and bring more people to the faith. I will tell you after that, you know, I'm probably like a lot of people. You watch Tom Cruise on that television interview with that tape that leaked out.
Right. Oh, that thing on the internet? Yeah.
You know, thank you. Now, all the code letters, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're going to pass.
And that salute you give the alien leader of the church.
Tom Cruise is nuts.
That answer is... true.
Yes. He's out there, boy. Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up? You know, when I talk to my kids, they're 4 and 7, I say to them things like, hey, what the F are you doing? Stop doing that S. However, they don't realize those are bad words. The bad words I teach them are words that actually talk about people, like saying someone's stupid or I hate them. If I say, gosh, that was so effing stupid, they'll say, Daddy, you said a bad word. I go, oh my gosh, I did. And they say, you don't say stupid like that. It's totally how the kid perceives it.
I dig what you're saying. I can follow that.
Do you think that when they get to be the age where, like, the F word and the S word is, you know, part of their repertoire, you'll change your act a little bit?
Hell no. I'll join in with them.
No, you won't. I want to tell you.
I'm talking about the Jews and Jesus.
No, but does anybody like to, I mean, I don't like going into a house where the guy says, you know, where you see a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old coming, Daddy, that's BS, and I've been there. I've heard that kind of, that turns me off.
That's correct to tell your kids that those are bad words. Stupid, dummy, all that stuff.
Mean things, yeah.
The F-bomb, you know, here's how the kids hear the F-bomb, you know, the traditional way. When Daddy blows his fuse. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, early on, that's how they hear it.
You know,
probably the first time. Daddies are probably responsible more than anybody
else. And I'll
say
it's different with boys than with girls.
Not in my house.
I will tell you that we got to a certain point with Bart when he got to be a young man, when he got hair down there, when I would chat with him when we'd be watching football sometimes.
Right.
Or as he got older, when he was able to drive. We'd be driving, he'd be driving, I would be in the passenger seat, and I would say, oh, watch out for that effing car.
Right.
Now, if he ever said, God, that effing guy almost cut me off, I would say, hey, watch it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Easy on the swears.
Some might say that's a double standard. I don't think it is.
It was a double standard until, in my eyes, he became an adult.
At 18?
Well, he was a late bloomer, so I think, yeah. But
about 21?
Yeah, when he moved out of the house.
Uh-huh.
Now we have conversations,
right.
And he speaks like you do, and like I do, and like regular guys do. Uh-huh. I mean,
but he's also not going to go into a restaurant if you're sitting there with family and friends and say, Dad, that is effed up. He's not going to do that in front of people, right? He's going to do it around
you, and
I think that's perfectly
cool. Not in his outside voice, no, but I mean... You know, when we're talking on the telephone.
Personally, he could say it to you.
And one of the, I'll tell you how he uses it all the time. I've heard this a lot. Boy, Dad, I F this up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's fine.
You know, in that regard, I mean, he's going to be 23.
You have to be realistic and know the language exists.
Right. In a month, so it's cool. But when he was a little kid, no. But, I mean, I don't know.
Where do you weigh him? Because at 10 and 12 now, I find myself occasionally... leaving a movie on or something that might have a little questionable language in it.
My
kids have heard it.
They have heard it.
I'll tell you how I observe it. I observe it because there's not the turnaround. They go, oh, you know, You know what it still is? It's violence. If they see Elizabeth in particular, she's violent. She covers her eyes and she turns away.
Yeah.
She's freaked out, but she's got the judgment to turn away.
Right.
As Daddy says, all right, I'll turn the volume down. I'll tell you when it's over.
So they didn't enjoy 300 very much.
They didn't care for it
at all. They didn't like any of the Saw movies?
God, I wish I could remember the movie I watched with them last weekend.
Hello?
I'll try to think of it.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Yes. Yeah, why? Can you tell me why Dan Snyder is going to hire John Stossel as a coach?
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Guess what? This morning, Paul Senior dropped a holy S-bomb on a radio station here locally. They cut him off, went directly to song. I think they fired everybody.
What, Paul Senior?
What town are you calling from?
Modesto,
California.
Yeah.
In what regard did Paul Tuttle say a bad word? Say it, just use the initial, please. He was just
holy S.
Oh, he said holy S.
Do you ever have that moment where you're trying to think of something, and right now I am racking my brain. I'm not even paying attention to the show because I'm trying to figure out the movie I watched with my kids.
Well, here goes nothing.
And the Tuttles are just completely getting into my head again.
Mike,
the Tuttles.
Was it Charlie Wilson's War?
No, this was a movie I was watching on cable, but it was a quality movie. But it was definitely, it had some violence in it. It had a guy getting beaten up badly, and I can't remember which one it was.
Karate Kid.
No, it was not Karate. God, shut up, Rob.
I'm helping.
You're not helping. You're screwing my mind up right now.
Was it a feel good?
It may have been. It was. I know it had some redeeming quality to it. It was the reason I left it on was because it wasn't a. The movie didn't have a bad message for the kids. It was good. It was a good message movie, and I know I left it on for that reason, but it definitely had some gratuitous violence in it. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Anyway, hats off to Paul Senior. Call that DJ and ask him if we can have Paul's number. We'd like to get him. We'd like to get him back on the show.
Not only did he say S, he said WN too.
What not?
Yeah.
Not
well,
surprised.
See, he'd be booted off this show for saying that before the other word.
Would he?
Hello there, Don and Mike. Sure. Yes, he would, Buzz.
Okay.
That rule applies
we'd call
to
him back. We'd call him back.
We'd call him back right away.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, you know, Jeffrey Ross actually hosted that roast.
Which one? The one with Rob Reiner? Jimson?
Yeah, and he was twice as bad. The local sports guy out here in Vegas had audio of it.
Sorry. Wait, I jumped in there. He hosted the Mike and Mike roast?
Yeah, Jeffrey Ross did.
Jeffrey Ross is the best guy at a roast in the world.
Yeah, he is. He's out. Boy. And you mean it, and he didn't piss anybody off.
Oh, no. Yeah, right.
No, but I mean that. Yeah. I'm serious. He would be the guy that you would expect would say, like, F Jesus.
He was calling people in the crowd stupid effers, and he's saying, I've done all these roasts for all these celebrities, and here I am with these two radio DJs. One's, what the hell did he say? I forget. But he just was, and he called them stupid F's and stupid effers and all crap like that. He was just raunchy. I mean, I had to bleep out every other word.
What about Jesus?
Oh, and when you said bleeped out, I got to ask, did you see it on the web or did they run it on TV?
No, it was on the radio station between commercials with you guys, and I just happened to catch it.
Oh, I got you. Okay, they probably ran like a highlight. I bet they don't on ESPN Radio. I bet they don't run the highlight of Dana Jacobson being beeped out saying F Jesus.
Probably not.
No, she's not going to. She's already been reprimanded. Well, that's very sad.
Dana, I know you need a strong hand by your side.
Are you attracted to her in some strange way?
You know.
In a climb Mount Everest kind of way?
She'd be an MF.
An MF?
A mercy F.
She's not that bad.
Oh, Mike.
The picture's not that bad.
Oh, Buzz, go back to that shot just of her face.
I want to see a body shot now.
Good luck.
Mike, show me her swimsuit picture.
Seriously, may I draw you? And I am not exaggerating.
All right.
This is how her body goes.
You know, you are very artistic. All right.
See this?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, she has...
She has a little bit in the trunk?
She's got more than a little in the trunk.
And she's huge, right? She's tall?
She's big like linebacker.
Like Amazon tall?
Linebacker.
Large,
huge.
Strong woman.
There she is.
See, yeah. And like I said, it's just a shot of her face.
Yeah, I mean, the face is not bad.
Not bad.
But as you've often said.
You don't have the face.
A little toothy.
Unless she goes that way.
Words to live by.
Unless she's saucy.
Saucy. Zesty.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Radio Gods.
Hi.
I was just listening to the conversation about the roast and Dana Jacobson, and I kind of had my own awkward moment. I want to ask your guys' opinion on it.
With language?
It was the joke. It was the make me laugh joke about the baby and the machete.
Yeah,
right.
I told it at the poker game the other night.
How'd it go over?
Nobody laughed. Everybody stared.
Oh, that's going to be horrible, though.
What? Too bad for you.
Like, so you thought it was, you definitely thought it was funny. And you tried to tell the poker game. I mean, so, you know, the joke definitely has a danger factor when you tell it.
You got to tell it to guys that you're really close friends with.
Well, and guys, you know they have that completely irreverent sense of humor.
That's what I mean.
Know your audience.
You can't lay that out to anybody.
That's not an icebreaker.
No.
I agree with that. But 5 minutes previous to that, 5 minutes previously, somebody told a racial joke. And everybody laughed.
Of course.
Well, why? Were you all white guys?
Was it a bunch of white guys?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, goodbye, dummy.
I am saying that, you know, it's funny, though, he brings up that baby joke. That is a joke I would choose carefully who to tell it in front of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and there are like a certain number of friends I know that would like it.
But, Mike, somebody told a racial joke and everybody laughed? Yeah, right. Right, because there were no brothers there.
Funny how that works.
Yes, and isn't that the white cowardice too?
Yes,
of course.
Somebody tells a racist joke, and because it's a joke, you know, you're not going to sit there and put the hand up and say that's not funny.
You don't want to be the only one.
Because no, and this is not the whole race
unless
thing.
It really is a funny racial
and
joke.
And how many of those are there? I mean, how many that are really, really good?
Don't ask. No, you've asked the wrong people.
How many? 70. Rob says 70 are
70
really
my ass.
About 70.
About 10%.
There's 70 killer ones.
About 10%.
All right, then there's seven.
I do believe in the world of race and you know, jokes are a different reality. You know, that, you know, a joke is a joke is a joke.
Hello.
It truly is.
Not a Mike show. Hello.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, hi there.
Hey, I think the movie you're talking about, Mike, is Pan's Labyrinth, perhaps?
You know, that's a great example, and I would not – I don't know if I'd – I would accidentally see them watch Pan's Labyrinth. The thing about Pan's Labyrinth is the violence in that is absolutely – it's so graphic.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's the most, it is awesome. I went back and the guy when he gets hit in the face with the bottle –
yeah.
I went back and looked at that. This is how sick I am. I went back and looked at that like 20 times.
Wow. Is that the movie about the third string Channel 9 weatherman?
Oh, God.
Get out of here, Rob.
Jeez.
Hello, Donna
Tony
Mike
Pan.
Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Tony Pan. Hey, what's going on?
Rob just walks away. You hear him just say funny.
Look at how proud of himself he was.
He really feels good. He's
sits
funny.
Down, throws that body down into
well,
the chair.
My job's done. I just made about five people laugh.
Yes, sirree. I'm here all week.
Hi.
Good day.
Donna Mike, what's happening?
Not much. What's up?
Hey.
What? What can we do for you?
Yo, yo.
Hello?
Yeah, we just keep it real.
Just talk.
What's up, my brother?
Yo, dog. Okay. Here, how about this?
Go ahead, Holmes.
I told that machete joke to a couple guys at work, and only one out of the seven actually laughed at it.
That's about right.
I think you really have to be...
You know, and again,
this is going to sound so bad to laugh at that joke. You have to have a totally sophisticated sense of humor because
also,
you have to process that joke the right way.
It might have to do with the way this guy told it as well. Now that we've heard him speak a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the joke now and it's making me laugh again
yeah.
because it is so inappropriate.
Very.
It is so funny, politically incorrect. That's what makes the whole point of that joke is to be politically incorrect.
See you later.
And the one that actually laughed at it was a 55-year-old woman, and I called her husband at home and told him.
Outstanding.
Thank you for that wonderful story.
I feel like Facebook has come to life.
Hey, would you do me a favor? Sir?
Yeah?
Don't tell that joke anymore.
Okay.
Probably
thank
best.
You.
I disagree.
Hey!
I think you should open every conversation, job interview, meeting with a rector.
Do you put the professional rector. Like Italian fireworks at the 4th of July in the hands of a guy that really should be just having like one string of Black Cat firecrackers? You don't do that. You don't want to put that kind of weapon
in
his hands.
Yeah.
It's too powerful.
Mike, he's
got to be finessed.
He's already got it. He's like Iran. He's already got it.
Yeah.
We can't stop him. He's a crazy man, and he's
all right.
got it.
I know you are going to scold me for this, but I'm going to say, do you think perhaps it's us?
No.
That we're so jaded, that's why we laugh at the joke?
No,
other
stop
people
it.
Laugh.
We laughed at that joke because that joke is funny. Yeah.
That joke, we didn't just laugh at that joke. That joke.
That was a winner.
That was a, did we? Did
make
we,
us laugh.
Did we pay the prize for
yes.
that?
Yes.
Okay.
Or no.
No, we let him go. But
no, we didn't, because I laughed out loud. You didn't laugh out loud, and then when I hung up on the guy,
it was a slow burn.
Then
on
it was
me.
A creeper.
Yeah,
that's what makes it okay.
But oh my God,
why don't you just drop the F-bomb, Mike? How's it going?
Wow. It's so. I was going to say funny.
Funny.
I could defend myself on that too.
You could have.
Yeah, I could have.
Yeah. You can dock the tape.
No, I stopped.
But
it.
We knew what. You
I might. Hit the button.
I stopped
hit
it at fudge.
No.
I did.
We'll go to the replay. I think you'd lose in court.
Let me put it to the this way. I would not want to go before a jury.
No.
I pressed the button.
I'd want to settle beforehand. I really would.
I pressed the button for ye.
I got to get that baby image out of my head. Horrible. What a horrible thing to say.
And I can't get the other image out of my head. You know, the punchline.
The result. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's always Peter North.
Do you see the new National Stadium? That is quite an erection.
Yeah, it is.
Beautiful.
They got a gigantic erection of a stadium happening there.
Can you see the Washington Monument from that stadium?
Still got a big erection. From one erection to another one.
Right. Old, the old and the new.
Are they, is that just building up or is that a light saying that everyone?
Hard to tell.
What?
The history and the future.
From when you hit.
Man, fudge. Very much so.
Okay, well, if we're caught back, if we're back in real time,
yes.
There you go. Mike was a shock jock.
Yep, I was.
Al Molinaro is wasting away on his kitchen floor.
We're pretty sure. He's not returning our calls.
None of the neighbors have noticed the stink, and we will call one of the losers from American Idol.
I smell really bad meatballs.
We'll come back here in a second. And, right, F. Jesus, Dana Jacobson, rule!
Thank you, Don.
I'm holding my hand up in the air like a Black Panther right now. Yes!
Hey, hold your hand up. I'll eat it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.